The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard about the reputation of Jesus and said to his court, "This is John the Baptist himself. He has risen from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him." Now it was Herod who had arrested John, chained him up and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had told him, "It is against the law for you to have her." He had wanted to kill him, but was afraid of the people who regarded John as a prophet. Then, during the celebrations for Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company, and so delighted Herod that he promised on oath to give her anything she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me John the Baptist's head here on a dish." The king was distressed, but thinking of the oaths he had sworn and of his guests, he ordered it to be given her, and sent and had John beheaded in the prison. The head was brought in on a dish and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. John's disciples came and took the body and buried it. Then they went off to tell Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. We know the story of John the Baptist well, how he proclaimed fearlessly God's will to the people, and many were attracted to what he had said and had themselves baptized. So John again, he was fearless in proclaiming God's will. And this was regardless of the consequences. And as we know, and as the account in today's gospel tells us, he did suffer the consequences of that, because he was dealing with some pretty unsavory characters, particularly in the in Herod and Herodias, his wife, and his daughter, their daughter Salome. And the consequences were that he suffered death. He was beheaded, and his head was presented to them, to Salome and to Herodias on a dish. Very unsavory, very evil events, of which he suffered the consequences. Jesus too suffered the consequences of preaching the gospel, and as we know, he too suffered death for that. But in both, in John the Baptist and of course in Jesus, they showed fearlessness, they showed courage, they showed a fidelity and faithfulness to the principles to which they held right to the very end. And I'm thinking about in our own times too, how we too are challenged, particularly amongst the values of our very secular society, the values of many politicians, which in time become enshrined in law, principles that we have held fast for millennia. Here referring to, for example, same-sex marriage, and how that has, despite what the politicians say, undermined the value of marriage as we understand it and as we hold between a man and a woman, and how we have really, we go against the current tide of what society holds dear now and wishes to pursue. And so it takes courage on our part to remain faithful to our particular principles, our particular values. And so we need to remain strong and ask the Lord for help so that we can indeed witness to what we hold to be true. So let us ask that grace to be faithful to our Christian calling, to be faithful to our values and to our principles, no matter what the cost.